You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the first day of the month. It is the 1st of August 2018. July has been a spectacular month for the stock markets. We will find out what happened on the last day of July, that is the 31st of July yesterday, and what we can look forward to during the course of trade today. We'll be taking a lovely, leisurely morning walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
Indian markets staged a smart comeback on Tuesday with benchmark indices hitting a fresh record high. The S&P BSE Sensex hit a record high of 37,644, while for Nifty, it rose above 11,350 to hit a record high of 11,366, even as high fiscal deficit numbers failed to dent market sentiment. India reported a fiscal deficit of $62.57 billion for April to June, or 68.7% of the budgeted target for the current fiscal year, compared with 80.8% a year ago. Infrastructure sector growth jumped to a seven-month high of 6.7% in June. The growth rate in May was 4.3%. For today, earnings as well as central bank's action will be in focus. Investors are likely to be in a wait-and-watch mode ahead of RBI policy outcome on Wednesday, as well as an outcome from FOMC meeting, which will be out later in the night. Most experts feel that RBI is likely to keep the holds steady in August policy meeting. A similar outcome is expected in the US FOMC meet as well. The US central bank so far this year has increased borrowing costs in March and June, and investors see additional moves in September and December. Policymakers have raised rates seven times since December 2015, according to a Reuters report. The bulls seem to be active in the broader market as well, which is encouraging for the overall market sentiment. The benchmark index is now approaching the short-term target of 11,450, beyond which 11,640 shall be the subsequent level to watch out for. On the other hand, any minor degree dip is likely to find support near 11,260 to 11,210. As has been the norm these days, the big news is going to come from the earnings front, because as many as 51 companies will report results for the quarter ended June on Wednesday, that is today, including big names like Apollo Tyres, Emami, Exide Industries, HEG, Gravita India, Jindal Saw, Orient Cement, Tata Global Beverages, Torrent Power and Zuari Agro, among others. There are, of course, street estimates available already. Exide Industries, PAT is likely to rise by 13.9% year-on-year to 215, that is 215 crore rupees. Torrent Pharma, PAT is likely to fall by 18.4% year-on-year to 153 crore rupees. Apollo Tyres, PAT is likely to rise by 173% year-on-year to 241 crore rupees. And finally, Orient Cement, PAT is likely to fall by 97% year-on-year to 1.1 crore rupees. To the nerdy among us, let's find out what the technical charts are telling us. Nifty has formed a bullish candle, which also resembles a hanging man kind of pattern on the daily charts. We have, of course, spoken earlier of what the hanging man kind of pattern is all about. We'll be watching out for three levels during the course of the trading day today: 11,260, 11,450 and 11,640. Maximum call OI placed at 11,500 and 11,400. Maximum put OI placed at 11,000 and 11,200. We're in earnings season. If I already spoke about the companies that will be releasing their earnings today, what happened to the stocks of those companies that did release their earnings yesterday? We start with Tata Motors. Quarter one net loss was reported by Tata Motors at 1,862 crore rupees. It missed estimates by a huge margin. Vedanta quarter one net profit was up 2.1% to 1,533 crore rupees. The consolidated total income during the first quarter of the current fiscal increased to 22,624 crore rupees. UPL quarter one profit grew by 6% year-on-year to 514 crore rupees. And finally, some news you can use. Technical recommendations from Abhishek Mondal of Guinness Securities. This is the list of stocks that could give you as much as 4 to 15% in return in the short term, that is 1 to 2 months. Puravankara Limited, buy call, target 122, stop loss 95, return 15.37%. Mahindra & Mahindra Limited, buy call, target 974 rupees, stop loss 910, return 4.07%. Container Corporation of India Limited, buy call as well, target of 712, that is 712 rupees, stop loss 640 rupees, return of 7.58%. Well, that then very quickly was a wrap-up of all that you need to know before going into trade today. Will this bullish run on Dalal Street continue? Will it reach 11,450, which is the next high that analysts have predicted? Will it then further go on to 11,640? Too many things to think about, but of course, we will be there all along the way with live updates on moneycontrol.com. And in addition, there is everything you need to know about the worlds of business and finance. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the podcast desk of moneycontrol.com, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener. and a super smart investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.